Hispanic Democrats compare SCOTUS permitting ICE raids to segregation. By John Binder on September 9, 2025. Democrats of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus are comparing the Supreme Court's recent order permitting Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, to enforce federal immigration law in Los Angeles, California, to Plessy v. Ferguson, which endorsed racial segregation. As Breitbart News reported, the Supreme Court, SCOTUS, ruled in a 6-3 decision that overturned a lower court's order that had prevented ICE agents from carrying out raids in the Los Angeles metro area. Immigration stops based on reasonable suspicion of illegal presence have been an important component of U.S. immigration enforcement for decades, across several presidential administrations, Justice Kavanaugh wrote for the majority. Related, ICE arrests surged to 4,000 in Virginia. In response, Congressional Hispanic Caucus Chair Representative Adriano S. Piot, DNY, compared the SCOTUS order to cases that promoted racial discrimination against Black Americans, such as Dred Scott v. Sanford and Plessy v. Ferguson. This disgraceful decision is a throwback to the Supreme Court at its worst, the insular cases, Dred Scott, Plessy v. Ferguson, S. Piot wrote in a statement. The idea that a person can be harassed and potentially jailed because of their appearance, accent or employment is an incredibly dangerous precedent. That one justice would downplay the constitutional impact of ethnic profiling and detention as common sense is especially chilling. This is not a final decision on the case. On September 24, the Federal District Court will hear arguments to once again put a pause on the government's illegal practices. We will continue to hold the Supreme Court to account and ensure they know the historical consequences of their actions. Emphasis added. Meanwhile, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials praised the decision. This is a win for the safety of Californians and the rule of law, DHS's Tricia McLaughlin said. DHS law enforcement will not be slowed down and will continue to arrest and remove the murderers, rapists, gang members, and other criminal illegal aliens that Karen Bass continues to give safe harbor. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.